Hello, welcome to a searchdatamanagement.com podcast. I'm Jeff Kelly, news editor. Today we're speaking with Deborah Henderson, author of the soon-to-be-released Data Management Body of Knowledge Guide, a definitive introduction to data management concepts published by the Data Management Association International. Deborah will share her goals for the guide, why she created it in the first place, and how it will help data management professionals become better at their jobs. But before our conversation, here's some more information on Deborah's background. She is president of the DAMA Foundation and vice president of education and research for DAMA International. She also chairs the DAMA International Education Committee. Deborah has many years' experience in data architecture, data warehousing, executive information systems, online analytical processing design, and project management, with an extensive background in information management, enterprise management practices, and technical report writing. Deborah is also a consulting data architect and project manager at Capgemini in Toronto. Welcome, Deborah.
Hello.
So let's start with the basics. So what is the DAMA Data Management Body of Knowledge Guide? Why was it created and who is it intended for?
Right. The DAMA Guide to Data Management Body of Knowledge, the DAMA DMBOK Guide, is a book published by DAMA International that will be available in Q2 2009, so relatively shortly. It's written and edited by DAMA members, but also industry gurus, and it's supposed to be an integrated primer to a definitive, it's a definitive introduction to data management. It was first envisaged about 2004 to replace our guidelines for implementing data resource management, which was in its third edition. And it introduces a more structured approach to a body of knowledge. It's modeled off after other BOK documents, such as the PMBOK, the Project Management Body of Knowledge, or the SWABOK, the Software Engineering Body of Knowledge. And it really is supposed to serve multiple purposes as a foundation document in data management. It's supposed to inform diverse audiences about data management and to help build consensus across the data management community about what are the truths and best practices. It can help all participants in a data management project to understand their responsibilities because it has roles and responsibilities. And it can point readers to additional sources of knowledge, since at the end of every chapter we have extensive bibliographies. We also help the data management professionals prepare for their certified data management professional exams. It can be a study guide for that, and in fact there's mapping to that certification program and the subjects in the body of knowledge. Who is our audience? We're looking to show the data management professionals, you know, what we believe are our best practices. It's geared to as well to IT colleagues as they are stakeholders in what we do in the organizations. It's also of use to IT management in their hiring and reviewing of their practices, business data stewards, executive leadership. Consulting firms, educators, and in fact researchers all could benefit from this document and this effort.
Well, let's get into the guide itself a little bit. There are four recurring themes: data governance, data quality, data integration, and enterprise perspective. Could you kind of explain why you picked these particular themes? Maybe speak a bit about each one, and particularly the last one, enterprise perspective.
Right. These themes individually cut across many subject areas in data management. And we have developed our framework and display it as a wheel with 10 functions. The center of the wheel is data governance. And that's for a purpose because it is an oversight to all the other data management functions. And it really does take an enterprise perspective. As far as data quality as a reoccurring theme, well, a quality initiative is deeply rooted in total quality management background and theory, and all activities can be scrutinized through this lens. And as far as data integration is concerned, it calls on data government to get it all going with interorganizational agreements, possibly data warehousing, MDM, reference data, understanding quality metadata in order to do your data integration, security, and so forth. So data integration is quite a multi-data management function initiative in itself. The enterprise perspective as a reoccurring theme echoes the saying, think globally, act locally. Well, we prefer a variation, think globally, act globally. You can see this approach in a simple design for a code table. Meeting local requirements may satisfy local needs, but actually become a problem when enterprise thinking requires integration of that code table. So are you thinking about other country code tables for the same item? What about other languages? So not all data needs this level of standardization, but a company that prioritizes the top standardized data is miles ahead in the integration and reuse game. Enterprise-wide, it's data governance that makes this happen, back to the center of our wheel. Policies and best practices put into place at the enterprise level can then be taken up at the more tactical levels to smooth the way to these new design projects.
Well, could you give our listeners some real-world practical examples of how this guide could really help them do their job better, improve their data management careers?
Well, the guide concentrates on what you do in order to perform the 10 data management functions and who you need to get involved. Each function has a standard list of for inputs and outputs, stakeholders, deliverables, and metrics, all put in one diagram and supporting text for the activities of the what of the function. I'm not saying that this is a cookbook approach. In fact, how you do these activities is largely left out. And this is done on purpose because to be prescriptive would be to ignore the context in which we all do our jobs in our company. So this is a basics guide. It's not intended to guide people to advanced topics. The bibliographies are for that purpose. But it does list best practices in the industry today for direction purposes, and there's an aid for completeness on each function. And it summarizes each function and a table of activities and responsibilities. This approach will help the practitioner in areas new to them and also guide them through the product hype and the masses of material online. From a career development point of view, the BOC dovetails with our DAMA-sponsored certification program, the CDMP I mentioned, and it can be used as a study text for the exams. The last chapter in the book is on professional development and explains our certification and how it works. It's a non-product-based certification, and exams can be taken anywhere in the world at any time, and this program has been in place since 1994.
Well, being a basics book, as you describe it, would it be fair to say that the guide is mainly for beginners, or would it also be useful to say more senior data management pros who have maybe managerial or hiring responsibilities? And could you give us some examples?
Right. The most called for and referenced part of our previous guide was the roles and role description section. So we've expanded this section to include stakeholders in data management. And for the first time, we've mapped them to activities in the data management functions. The project leaders and managers in companies who aren't familiar themselves with the areas of data management can then understand and borrow from the role section, try to identify the skills necessary to that function, and then hire, train, or search for those skills in the company. In fact, this part of the guide should, over time, be an assist to professional standardization in jobs. We are launching an initiative to work with the way job statistics are being gathered and reflected in the government statistics at this time. And it should just generally help an understanding of the data management profession within IT to itself and to other IT functions.
So tell me a little bit about the DAMA Dictionary of Data Management and how, kind of in conjunction with the guide, it can help provide some clarity when it comes to the acronyms and some of the hyperbole and just the general confusion around some of the data management industry terminology.
Right.
Because I think the terminology sometimes confuses people, especially people just getting started in the profession.
It's so true. And a lot of the glossaries and dictionaries out there are from a hardware or a software engineering perspective, but not from the data perspective. You know, we know that experts will never reach 100% agreement, but we believe there is a general consensus and agreement with regards to terms across the data management profession now. So we produced the DAMA Dictionary of Data Management, which is available right now at Amazon.com. It has 850 terms, and it's actually the glossary for the DAMA DMBOK. When we first started the DMBOK, we realized we had to understand our own language first and to make sure we used it consistently. So the glossary actually came first, and we found that it could stand by itself and be published alone. We still see common confusion out there on the web. For instance, data management is sometimes still referred to as synonymous with database management, which is not true anymore. Perhaps it was a while ago. But we think this will be a useful tool to data management professionals, managers, and business data stewards. In fact, people are buying this and, with our permission, loading it on to their intranets in their company.
Great. So it's really turning out to be a very useful, practical guide and book and dictionary for people.
Right. Well, so far, what you can do and what is available right now, we have developed that white paper, that 15-page framework, which is a download freebie. We have reports that companies have already spent time visioning on this framework in their IT organizations with the aid of this paper. And we already know consulting firms have used it for framing up their DM-based proposals. So we are having impact there on the ground.
Great. And in terms of the Data Management Body of Knowledge Guide, can you just remind people when it comes out, how they can find it and how much it costs, those kind of details?
Sure. We'll be launching it at our North American conference in Tampa starting April the 5th, and it will also be available through Amazon.com. It'll be published first as a 2-CD set with the DAMA Dictionary of Data Management as the other CD. And we expect the price to be under $100 U.S.
All right, great. Well, Deborah Henderson, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, great.